Let's get down into the Fremantle rooms, and Tendai Mzungu joined us on the line. Tendai, thanks very much for your time. How different was it out there today, obviously, with the amount of senior players out of the side?
Yeah, I thought we started really well, and the young boys that came in really showed some really good fight and hardness. So, obviously, as the game wore on, Port Adelaide, who were, you know, playing some really good footy, took ascendancy. But, yeah, I think we take a few positives out of today, for sure.
Yeah, the first quarter was really good. What was the message going into the game from Ross Lyon?
Pretty simple. Just we wanted effort and role. We wanted guys to really attack the footy and play their role. It was a pretty simple message going in. That's pretty much a similar message we've had all year. So we thought, like, Brady Gray and Hughes, there were some really good signs from young guys who came in and were just, you know, go as hard as they could. So, yeah.
Tendai, is it different playing with players that you're not used to being with? Obviously, yourself, you spent a little bit of time at Peel Thunder during the season, but, I mean, as a group playing for the Fremantle Dockers, it's certainly a very different unit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you get a different blend, and I think we all learned a few lessons out of today, but I think the alignment's been really good in the sense that the guys down at Peel have been able to play the same structures and same game styles we have at Fremantle. So, coming in, they should have a good handle on what's expected and what their role is on the day. So I think that's been really beneficial. And I thought today that some of the young guys, you know, under heat, really stood up and got organised.
I mentioned during the call that it seemed to show Fremantle's depth is there for a number of years to come. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of the likes of Brady Gray, Jacob Ballard, Connor Blakely. A lot of these players were real unknowns for just genuine Fremantle supporters coming into today. But there seems to be a lot of depth there that we were exposed to. It gives a little bit of excitement even beyond this year and next.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our fans would be really excited about the future of the guys that you mentioned, and even the guys that didn't play. There's been some real growth amongst the group, and guys are desperate. You know, they probably haven't got a game based on how well the senior side have gone this year, but to see them come in today and get a little taste for it, I'm sure will keep them really hungry for next year and also potentially for the final.
Hey, Tendai, even though you did get well beaten today, you did pretty well out of the centre. The final stats here, I think something like 16-10. Which is something you can really look forward to next week when you look like you can probably play Sydney. So that's one positive. I'd imagine that Ross would have rammed home after the game.
Yeah, I thought our mids were really good today. Nicky Barlow and Lockie Neal led the way, as well as Nick Steuben and Matt DeBoer when they were in there. We wanted to play the same way. We had Clark and Jack Anna competing really strongly in the ruck. And yeah, I thought we were really good out of the middle, gave our forwards a chance. And particularly early, we looked really dangerous.
What did you think of Matt Tabiner's game today? I thought he showed a fairly good presence up forward for you. He's obviously been battling for a spot in the side through the year.
Yeah, it was great to see him grab his chance today. He took some really strong marks and gave us confidence going forward that we could get nice and long and we'd get a really strong contest. And yeah, I thought he was really good today. And, you know, he runs really, really hard. And to add that element of taking some contested marks really is beneficial for us.
Next week, a qualifying final, more than likely against Sydney, potentially Richmond. Does last year's hurt of being knocked out in straight sets burn in the belly at all, Tendai, for the group, or is that really a lost thing and we just move ahead?
Yeah, we moved on from that. I mean, it hurt over the summer and we were really disappointed the way we went out last year, but yeah, our focus has always been on what we can control now, and we're really excited to go into a finals campaign with a really strong list and not too many injuries. So I think, yeah, the past is the past and we'll concentrate on what we can do as of next week.
I guess that's a good thing out of today as well. Didn't look like there was any injury concerns out of the game?
No, not that I'm aware of. I don't think there's too much concerns, which is good. There's always a risk, I guess, this guy's going to get injured, but looks like we come away unscathed, which is really positive.
And a few big names to come back, obviously, the guys that were rested as well, but you're pretty confident that Fife and Walters and potentially Hayden Ballantyne will be right to go?
Yeah, I think so. I think they would have trained today and had a refreshing and, you know, mentally having a week off, freshen up, and also their body-wise, they'll be... should be really fresh and grab some great leadership coming next week. So excited to get them back, and it'll be interesting at the selection table to see who they go with.
And Tendai, how's the season been for you? Obviously, you haven't had as many regular games as you have over previous seasons, but you know, you're obviously in the side today. How's the season felt for you, having to battle a bit more for your spot each week?
Yeah, I mean, you love being in the side, and it's always hard watching the boys run out. But I've just, you know, when I've gone back to field, just try as hard as I can, and you know, just waited for an opportunity. As long as I'm playing good footy down there, then I'll give myself the best chance. So, yeah, hopefully stay in the team from this point forward. But, yeah, so I've just tried to control, like I said earlier, control what I can control, and hopefully at the right time we're in the team.
Well, thanks very much for your time. All the best for next week. I'll hopefully see you out there against the Swans. It's exciting times and a big qualifying final up for grabs. Thanks for your time.
Good. No worries. Thanks, guys.
Tendai Mazungu there from the Fremantle Dockers.